I don't often sort of in preparing for the homily for Sunday sort of gravitate to the psalm, but this week I really did, although all the readings, but the psalm is so, I think, particularly beautiful. It's something for us to, I think, reflect on. The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is kind and merciful. Bless the Lord, O my soul. All my being, bless his holy name. The Lord is kind and merciful. I think it's extremely helpful spiritually, you know, to get first things first, to get on the right, you know, get off on the right foot. And I think the reason why a lot of us struggle with various things, maybe especially struggle with our unruly emotions, is we use the wrong starting point. We sort of get off on the wrong foot. Because the starting point, the center, the focus needs to be God. The Lord is kind and merciful. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And if you start that way, then you can really go far. The tendency, and this is what our kind of the world we live in our own sort of fallen human nature tends to do, though, is to make ourselves the center of things. And to start by reflecting on things by sort of how it affects us or something like that. And that's definitely starting off on the wrong foot. And it's going to get you further and further off track the more you go down that path. Because the truth of the matter is, we're really not the center of anything, to tell you the truth, you know? It's pretty obvious that we have to start with God, who has given us everything, rather than to start with ourselves, because we really can't account for ourselves, our own being, apart from a gift from God, really. And so the whole spiritual life, the whole moral life, can come down to a struggle between essentially being self-absorbed or making a gift of ourselves. That's sort of the two ways we can live our lives. We can be self-absorbed or we can give of ourselves. Now, Jesus sort of lets us know the way he would have us go. He says, you know, I came to serve, not to be served. And so he definitely points us in that direction of gift of self and loving service of God and others. Another one of his three-point plan I love for discipleship is deny yourself, take up your cross, follow me. And usually if we're having some trouble in our lives, you just need to look at those three points. And you don't usually have to get beyond the first one. Deny yourself is usually where the problem is. Somehow or another, we've gotten into the place where we're being selfish. We're getting absorbed with ourselves rather than making a gift of ourselves. And if we do that, even though that's harder, that's a harder way to live, definitely it is. It's where we find fulfillment. It's where we find meaning. And it's where we find joy. To live in a selfish way is pretty easy, but it's also very empty. It is very lonely. And it ultimately leaves us very, very sad. So choose joy. And there's a step we need to take even before that, though. Because we frankly cannot give what we don't have. And before we make a gift of ourselves, we need to receive the gift of ourselves. The first act of the spiritual life, of the interior life, is always to receive. Is always to receive. And that's why it's so beautiful to reflect, for example, on this psalm. The psalm gets it absolutely right. The Lord is kind and merciful. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all my being, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. All that we have received. I've told you about Father Trevisi, the priest that taught me in the seminary. He said, what do you do when you, what's the first thing you do when you get a gift? And it's not write a thank you note. It's take it. Receive it. Don't say, oh no, you shouldn't have. Take it and say, thank you very much. All right? He pardons all your iniquities. He heals all your ills. He redeems your life from destruction. Crowns you with kindness and compassion. There it is again, kindness and compassion. The Lord is kind and merciful. Merciful and gracious is the Lord, slow to anger and abounding in kindness, giving, forgiving. Not according to our sins does he deal with us, nor does he requite us according to our crimes. The Lord is kind and merciful. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he put our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. The Lord is kind and merciful. If we want to see how to do this, and I think we really do need to see how to do it, the perfect model for us, of course, is the Blessed Virgin Mary, who was always receptive first. She received everything that God gave to her, completely open, because she was completely empty of self. That's what gets in the way a lot of the times of even receiving what God wants to give us, is we're so full of ourselves. And so to be empty so we can be filled, and so that then we can give. We need to receive ourselves from God. Of course, you know, we have her beautiful hymn of praise of God, of the Magnificat. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. It seems that when we get off on the right foot, when we first of all receive all that God wants to give us, we recognize how richly blessed we are, that then just almost spontaneously these words of blessing of God, of praise of God, come forth from us. And then we are also able to share his blessings with others, to make that gift of others, gift of ourselves to others, in loving service of God and of others. In the gospel, Jesus says much the same thing. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Receive the mercy of God. Recognize that mercy is the language of God. Mercy is the way that God operates. Mercy is the secret of this world and our lives. And to accept that so that then we can live it. If we accept a different view of what really makes things, what's the, you know, work in this world, you know, certainly if we accept the sort of cutthroat and empty individualism and expression of self that sort of permeates our society, then yeah, we are going to see things in a very different way than if we see the world premised on a God who is a loving Father, full of mercy and compassion.